Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Well, here we go from the West Coast to the East Coast. We're meeting Cheryl Lambert from Joe Dolce Communications. Good morning, Cheryl. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you doing?
Terrific. Couldn't be better. We've got a great segment for our listeners called Finding the Most Creative and Sustainable Ways to Develop Talent. And let me set the stage. Cheryl honed her skills and talents as an executive at the largest, most successful clearinghouse in the financial industry. She was the first female officer of the Depository Trust Company on Wall Street, and later a senior executive of the DTCC, the world's preeminent securities clearinghouse. And her life in a company that settled $1.6 quadrillion in securities transactions in 2012 was, needless to say, exciting and challenging, especially when the markets were on the verge of collapse. Cheryl was responsible for technology, enterprise risk, operations, reengineering, and client services, developing in that process specific expertise in management development and also executive behavior. She knows what it takes then to be a successful leader and create an environment where employees thrive, with knowledge she now leverages as president of Joe Dolce Communications. And Cheryl works with leaders to foster growth and propel careers, as well as increase productivity and revenue for their organizations. Her approach promotes company culture and all employees, regardless of title, generate creative ideas, and really helps the organization's overall success. As you're going to find out, this is a lady who has quite a few diverse interests. She's an enthusiastic moviegoer. She publishes condensed film reviews, in fact, for CTLTumblr.com. She's an avid city bike traveler in Manhattan, and she offers her time to help those released from incarceration through the Center for Employment Opportunities. And on the side as well, Cheryl is vice chairman of Boys Town in New York, which serves culturally diverse population of youth from all five boroughs of New York City. So with that, Cheryl, again, thank you for your time this morning.
Oh, thank you for inviting me to join you.
You bet. Well, I tell you, to going from being on Wall Street and certainly the ups and downs that it's been over these, you know, plus 30 years that you've been engaged, what a ride. Did you ever think you'd stick through it as long as that you did?
It's interesting because I've always loved what I did, and I didn't really think like, oh, I'm in my 10th year, I'm in my 15th year, I'm in my 25th year. I was so fortunate working with DTCC that every 3 to 4 years I moved to a different division, so I felt like I was reinvigorated, I had a different career, I was learning different things, and it went by really, really quickly.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's exactly right. The fact that you were able to find a different career within the same organization, that's a real treasure. Then I think some people, even in this day and age, overlook that possibility. They don't open their mind to that possibility. You know, that took taking personal risk, didn't it?
Absolutely. You know, we always hear about Sheryl Sandberg's book, Lean In. I like to tell everyone that I know, especially women, stand up every time there's an opportunity. Stand up, embrace it, and figure out how to make it work for you and your loved ones and your career. And that's what I did. Every time I was given the opportunity to move somewhere, even if it was outside of my comfort zone, I figured out how to make it work.
And in the process, of course, your career wasn't just stateside, obviously, but also the connections you've had cross-culturally around the world. Some of the things that really continue to ride with you about that those experiences, Cheryl?
Well, when I had personnel working in Shanghai, it was very important that we speak at a time of day that was relevant for them. So if it's 10 o'clock at night, stateside, that's the time that you're having your conference call with your employees. And also making sure that you see them face-to-face and you get to travel and work in their office so that they understand that we're all on the same team. The same thing for people located in Europe. Those that were not very mindful of that and might have a conference call like at 5 o'clock New York time, it's like, you know what? You're expecting people to get on the line when they might be getting ready for bed. So you really have to be careful about time of day and to show respect for the people that are working with you.
And, you know, I think it, in particular this day and age where we're purportedly 24/7, it's so easy to overlook that common courtesy. And I think it's a real differentiator when you offer that to your clients, your customers, your suppliers, not just indeed the people that work for you directly.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say the one thing that is a common thread throughout my career is that I understood early on that my career depended on developing others. And that's what I brought to Joe Dolce Communication, so that when I'm engaged with a client now, it's very clear that whoever I'm working with really needs to develop his or her team in order to move on. And it's not just going up the ladder. As you said, it's also moving laterally, because those are new experiences as well.
Well, and in fact, sometimes those lateral moves carry with them a lot greater gifts than the vertical role. You may not know to appreciate it at the time, but certainly in hindsight, it comes back at you. You know, Cheryl, the financial industry really has come a long way in these 20 years. I mean, whether it be through the assistance of technology, infusion of different talents, but the variety of instruments that are involved in this day and age, it's almost mind-boggling. To me, it's almost like what we see our medical professionals going through these days with genomics and so on and so forth in the healthcare business. How'd you keep on track of all that learning for yourself?
Well, for me, I would always ask questions. So, you know, when derivatives first came out, I was at Harvard University for a program, and it was in the early 90s. No one on Wall Street was talking about derivatives. No one was, you know, thinking about tracking them, but I kept on asking questions. And when I came back to New York from Cambridge, Massachusetts, I literally went to every large client and said, what do you know about derivatives? How should we set it up? What needs to be done in order to track it, to control it? So you're always constantly communicating with your clients and asking them about what they're doing so that you can support them.
Yeah, that's really true. And, you know, that's, I think, some of the one area that a lot of consultants get blindsided is that they are just trying to provide the solutions they've provided to others as opposed to really understanding the root or the opportunity that's in front of them.
Yeah, you always have to look ahead and be as creative as you can.
Yeah, that's right. So Cheryl, you made the decision, actually was just less than a year ago, wasn't it, to step out of this ride that you had in the financial industry to now get involved in exclusively coaching others. How did you end up connecting in then with Joe Dolce Communication?
Well, the first thing I did when I got off that, it's almost like a treadmill. It's like, wow, 30 plus years went by really quickly. I wanted to get some other new muscles, you know, back in shape, so I signed up for a salsa dance class and drawing and writing classes to really sort of open up my view. I also sat down with every single friend and friends of friends to say, what are you doing? What are you passionate about? And then I assessed my skills, and I literally wrote down what I'm good at and what I really love to do. Joe Dolce has been a dear friend for more than a lifetime, and it's very interesting. I think we're kind of perfect together because he comes from this colorful entertainment side, and I come from a more staid business, capital markets. I mean, he's interviewed Hugh Hefner and Julia Child and Barry Diller, and I'm working with, you know, the titans of Wall Street. So together, what we're able to offer with Joe Dolce Communications is whatever your niche is, whether you're medium-sized or large or just setting out, we've got the skills there. So when we, you know, we sat down, we talked about it, we said we would be an amazing duo.
Yes, and but, you know, the decision to go off and partner as opposed to go solo, did it ever cross your mind that there are the ups and downs of that process?
We haven't hit a bump yet.
Yeah.
In fact, it's kind of interesting, you know, he'll be out with a client talking about PR, media training, and the client will say, you know, I have an incredible executive, brings in all kinds of revenue, and just leaves bodies on the floor right here in the office. He says, Cheryl to the rescue. And, you know, on the other side, I'm working with developing talent, and some people say, you know, I have a big interview coming up with some journalist, and I'm just not as comfortable as I'd like to be. It's like, Joe's here.
Nice. That's a very, very nice partnership. The other aspects that I mentioned in my introduction for you, of course, is that you've spent time working for the Center of Employment Opportunities. Tell us about that. What a great place to really probably see the people that are significantly challenged in this day and age.
I actually have a workshop that I provide, and it's mostly to young men who have recently been released from incarceration, and I teach them interview skills. And my entire focus and approach is giving each one of them a few stories about themselves that are 100% positive, so that whenever they're interviewing, they can just roll out that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very interesting because given their experience, they don't necessarily know, like, what should I say that's 100% positive and really genuine? I said, you know, you might be asked whether you work better solo or as a team player, and you want to tell a story about each one. And the one that echoes so absolutely, like, true and they feel really good about are sports analogies.
You bet.
It's like, you play basketball? Yeah. You're a point guard? Yeah. What was your high score in the most recent game? Oh, it was 17. And how many assists did you have? It's like, oh, I had 4. I said, oh, you're a team player. Let's put that into a story.
Right.
And they
right.
just absolutely, they're smiling at the end of it. They have an arsenal of things to say in any interview, and they feel a lot more confident.
And, you know, I think you're touching on something that many of us that enjoy this prospect of helping people that are looking to shift to something new is that many times the stories that keep rumbling around our heads are the things that went wrong. And so also being able to discuss it, though, in the form of a story is a lot more endearing. It really captures the imagination of your audience. And by the way, they can relate to you. Oh,
right.
Yeah, I remember I did something similar to that.
Absolutely. And also, you know, when you talk about pivoting from something that went wrong to something that went right, Boys Town, New York, it's the second largest boys town outside of the national organization in Omaha, Nebraska. The young people in the Boys Town homes, they actually carry cards in their pocket with a couple of things they have to remember. And I was talking to a 12-year-old, Joseph, and I said, Joseph, what's on your card? He said, stay on point. And it was like, oh my goodness, I think a lot of adults don't know what
right.
stay on point means.
And so,
you know, so Boys Town, they're giving them the tools to get their lives together, to stay on, you know, the right side of the road and move forward.
How did you get involved in Boys Town? Because, again, this is another one that surfaced on your plate as you were taking your painting classes and life after being in the financial industry.
Well, I have 2 sons, so working with young adults and has always been really gratifying. But when I left Wall Street, one of the things I wanted to do was, you know, give back to the community. And there's a wonderful online agency. It's called New York Cares. You register, you get trained, and literally every single day you can go online and sign up for activities all around the city, you know, helping put books back on the library shelves, working with children and after school activities. And I did lots and lots of activities until I could figure out what I really, really liked to do, what reverberated with me, and what I thought would make the biggest impact for individuals. So one of them was, you know, joining Boys Town and being supportive of helping over 2,000 young people in New York City on an annual basis, along with their families.
Beautiful. Exactly. And, you know, as you said, the journey you had with your own sons throughout the years, I think those were probably muscles and aptitudes that maybe in the moment we don't know to appreciate as parents. But when we get a second time to apply it, or certainly to coach someone else, it really is a strong repertoire, isn't it?
Yeah, and at our age, you can make it look easy. You know?
In fact, it's one of the few things that we try to find. Can we make anything look easy? That's true from what you've gone through.
Right. Well, always have a sense of humor and make it look easy.
To make it look easy. That's right. Well, Cheryl, you know, we had mentioned, of course, at the onset that your career of 30-plus years in the financial services area, of course, change continues in sweeping forms in that industry on a national and certainly a global basis. What's your advice to young professionals that are in the financial services arena these days?
I would say just be as open as you possibly can to new opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what task is in front of you, make sure you learn it and carry that forward in your experience in life. Because I can't tell you how many times I was in a department that I knew nothing about. Mm-hmm. At one point, I had PhDs in applied mathematics and physics working for me, and I essentially told them, just pretend you're speaking to your next-door neighbor who has no idea what you're doing, and try to tell me what you're doing. I would say, in hindsight, that was one of the most exciting positions I ever had.
It engenders the time when I had the elevator and community reporting to me at Otis Elevator, which is the dispatching team that determines all the high-end software to make these banks of elevators almost self-learning. In fact, they were at that time, applying chaos theory to know the optimum way they should be servicing the various levels. And I tell you, some of these people were speaking in a language I literally had no knowledge of. Even as an engineering background, or like yourself with your rich financial services arena, that every time you got to step back and say, that's probably not my job as a leader anyways to do their job, right? It's to actually open the doors for them.
Exactly. And then to be able to translate it to board directors who probably mm-hmm. have as much understanding of their, you know, mathematical equations as I do. It's like, well, what is it really showing us? That's what we should talk about.
That's right. Cheryl, tell us what an engagement feels like with you and your clients one-on-one as you step in. You know, we wanted to label this section, particularly this idea of creative ways to develop talent. What do you mean by that?
Well, Joe Dolce Communications, what our approach is working one-on-one with our clients and creating a program that's specific for them. So it's not, you know, one size fits all. So I might begin to work with a client and say, you know, I want to do a 360 degree review, which means you provide 10 people to me, people that work for you, people that are your peers as well as your boss. And I could even speak to your, you know, someone, a close friend, and I want to ask them some questions about your style. Well, initially someone might say, there's no way I'm letting you go there. That is just making me incredibly uncomfortable. It's like, okay, so we can continue learning skills and tools, but eventually we have a rapport and we have a trust, and they give me that list, and I go out and I interview everyone, and then I put together a profile. It's like, this is what you do really well, and this is what people want you to begin doing, and this is what people want you to stop doing. And then we work on that for months at a time. So it's not like, here's a report, go for it and try to correct this yourself. Over months, people actually make behavior modification, and then I go back to the people that I've interviewed initially and said, what did you notice? What's different? How are meetings now taking place? And people are more comfortable putting forth their creative ideas. So we really put a lot of structure around it. It's been incredibly rewarding, and the feedback is amazing.
And so if you think about that, at this point in your career, do you recall instances where you did that with some of your own employees or had programs like this earlier in your, you know, corporate life?
Oh, absolutely. Yep. In fact, I went through this myself, and I would say the hardest thing is to make sure that that change is permanent.
Right.
And
right.
That's what I do. So I may have gone to a leadership program for 4 days, paid for by my employer. I come back, and no one's checking on me.
Right, that's right.
You know, so it's like, well, that was really great. If I remember to do this, will people notice?
But I think for those who don't have the benefit then of their firms investing in services such as what Joe Dolce Communications presents, it's still something we as individuals can set up, and that is to set out a plan, but then look for those around us who we know can give us straight feedback and hold us accountable for doing the things that we say we're going to do.
Absolutely. I'll tell you a funny story. My kids are young adults now, but when the youngest was 8 and the oldest was 12, I gave them a questionnaire and said, what are 10 things mom should do? So the 8-year-old was at that age where, mom, you're perfect. Just keep on doing what you do. I love you. I love you. I love you. The 12-year-old is at that age where, you know what, mom, you got a lot of flaws.
Lots here, yeah.
And one of them was, please believe us when we tell you we don't feel well.
Yes.
I'm one of those moms. Unless you have a raging fever, you're off to school.
Well, and you know, from the mouths of babes, regardless. Now, my question would be is, now that your sons are adults, have you thought of giving them that survey again?
I should. I absolutely should.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that's probably a good one also that we hand to our spouses or our best friends or others. But I think I can resonate completely with that one. And please believe us when we say we're not feeling good. Well, as you look towards 2014 for you and Joe and your organization at Joe Dolce Communication, what do you see on the horizon? What are some of the big shifts and challenges you've enjoyed taking on that maybe is going to prompt you to think about your business and your work in a different way?
Well, we're networking more, so we expect our client base to be much broader because our skills, they may be very known by people in certain business sectors, but our skills transport anywhere. We could be working with pharmaceutical executives that have to make presentations to the FDA. We could be working with restaurateurs, and that's the beauty of what we have to offer, and that's where I think Joe Dolce Communications will be going in 2014, a much broader client base.
Yeah. And then how about you personally? I mean, are you still finding time to take those painting and drawing classes?
I haven't, but I expect to sign up again, and I'll share with you, I bought a gorgeous grapefruit yesterday, and I looked at it and said, oh, it's got a pink blush and some really interesting colors. I'm going to draw that. So I picked it up at the grocery store.
So there you go. So that's one way that you always require yourself to stay fresh. Cheryl, the prospects for your clients as they look at this, you know, 24/7 multitasking world that we have. Do you find yourself spending time with them, though, of how they can delayer some of that and get much greater clarity and focus on what they do?
Yes, and I think it's important for all of us because we are all wired and we're always on and there's really no downtime. And I think one of the important things that everyone should do is set aside some time where you actually shut off the phone, you close your laptop, and you do something for yourself. And it really acts as a way to recharge one's energy. And without even realizing it, it makes us much more creative.
Yes, and I think that's your whole aspect is how do we provide space to allow those new thoughts and new experiences. If you think back, though, on the life that you led in the financial services area, you know, particularly a clearinghouse and securities exchange where everything is so tied to timing, you know, any thoughts? Did you find ways to pull that plug on for yourself to be able to keep creative?
Vacation.
Vacation.
No, because, you know, when you have a group of people that are working around the world and literally they're always, you know, even if you're going to sleep for a few hours, sure, there are people on the other side of the globe that are working. So I would say, no, there's probably no downtime. But you learn to compartmentalize time for yourself, time for your friends, time for your family. But it's an ongoing challenge. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I would suggest that that's probably, do you think some of the clients that you're coaching now or are involved with, that they have it any more challenging than you did when you were in chairs similar to theirs?
I think they do, in that, you know, I didn't have a Twitter account when I was working at Depository Trust Clearing Corporation. I may have been communicating with my legions of personnel all the time, but many of our clients today, they are on and communicating and putting out, you know, information about their brand and marketing all the time. One of the things that we've done that's very interesting is we get together with very senior people, maybe like the top three or four people in an organization, and we have a working session that talks about what's the vision, what's the mission, what's the strategy. And these people that are in charge of the organization, sometimes they have a different view of it. Unless they get together, their employees and their clients aren't really going to be pulling in the same direction. So that's a really interesting program that can be done, you know, in half a day.
But it's also one you have to keep a constant mind of, right, and keep revisiting, because it's those habits of communication that so easily, you know, you mentioned right there on the onset. I mean, here you are having been in the global financial arena for so long that taking phone calls a variety of times and days, but still at the end of the day, in many situations, it's going to be that handshake or that face-to-face or real eyeball-to-eyeball vision that's still important to find the time to create.
I would say so. I would say there's really nothing that will replace face-to-face.
You got it. That's right. Well, Tara Lambert, thank you so much for joining us. Again, Joe Dolce Communications is the organization she's part of these days as president, with Joe Dolce as well as involvement with the Boys Town of New York. Congratulations for all your efforts. Have a great holiday season. Thanks for contributing today.
Thank you, Zara. It was my pleasure.
Indeed, indeed. Thank you. We've got another hour coming up here on Circles of Change. Thanks so much for joining us here in the Merry Christmas week that it is. Keep in mind you can learn more about the LarsonGroup.com and the activities we're involved with in supporting individuals in transition as well as companies in that state of change. We'll be right back here on 104.1 The Truth, and thanks for joining us.
Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, 877-544-2580.